podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Ecolution. It's been a year and a lot has happened. Almost too much, and a lot of it was quite bad. Our news feeds are so constantly filled these days that it's hard to see the wood for the trees. Stories of nature and climate are pushed further from our attention, replaced by matters that seem more pressing. But the thing you can see if you step back is that every one of these things is a climate story. The oil crisis, tensions across Europe, and all the rollbacks in the United States. Each can be looked at in terms of its impact. Greta Thunberg has been a guiding light from the very start of Ecolution. And what we've seen is that she's focused on areas impacted by these conflicts for the past few years. Because everything can be brought back to the planet that we're lucky enough to share. And that's why Ecolution is back today. It's Earth Day, a chance to reflect on where we are, and for the last few years, the day that Ecolution returns. We're coming back for a series that's going to cover birds, rivers, squirrels, beavers, bees, and so much more. As I'm doing my Leaving Cert this June, I'm going to share the hosting duties with the brilliant Max and Sunny. Say hi, guys!
Hi, everyone. I'm Max.
And I'm Sunny. Yeah.
We wanted to start back in a way that was positive. A celebration of just how much good can be done if we put our minds to it. The Irish Schools Sustainability Network has featured on Ecolution a lot. And with good reason. They connect hundreds of schools, teachers and students who are actively engaged in climate action wherever they live. And one of the best ways they do this is to spread their word through their network of climate ambassadors. Last October, we headed to Portlaoise for the first in-person meeting of this year's ambassadors.
I'm Christine Mullen-Jensen and I'm the ISSN coordinator. So today we have the student ambassadors from all across the country to kick off the programme where they will work with SEII and Worldwise Global Schools to work with some of the topics that we're going to deal with in the programme.
Hi, my name is Faye Cunningham, I'm 17 and I'm from Loretto College, St. Stephen's Green, Dublin. Being an ambassador means that I can connect with like-minded people who are my age, or maybe younger, maybe older, and have had experiences that I can relate to, because I think it can often be like quite a lonely experience. You often feel like you're fighting an uphill battle with school management if you're trying to get bins, if you're trying to get bike racks, if you're trying to get like trees planted. So I think coming here is like really incredible because I get to meet so many other like-minded young people.
We want to put all our ideas on a poster and make it colourful if possible.
Young people have so much energy and so many ideas, and a programme like this equips them with what they need to basically do something different in their schools. So it's very much about moving from a place where you might have an idea to the end being able to really enact that idea.
We do not have enough time to make a poster. This is kind of a work in progress.
I think it's really important that we have climate ambassadors.
The ambassador programme doesn't run itself. And so luckily, alongside Christine, is another person with long experience talking climate with his students.
I'd love you to talk to us about what's the problem.
Cody Preston, I'm the programme manager with the ISSN. Very often what's happening in schools is there's a small group of students who are bringing sustainable education, and they're not getting the support that they need. So bringing together the ISSN was a way of just connecting all of those champions who are in different schools, and then also to start looking at good examples of what's happening in schools and try and encourage other schools to take that lead. Sometimes in our education system, we give young people and teachers, we give them all the information, but not the opportunity to take action. So, you know, a programme like this, the Student Ambassador Programme, is a chance for the students to gain the confidence and skills, but then to bring it back to their schools and to run campaigns, actions, swap shops. Over the last few years, we've had amazing ideas from students.
Given that this was the first time the students met, it was important to break the ice. And what better way than to get started on a project? Who doesn't love a project?
Pick an envelope. Inside it, you will see one of these topics. Biodiversity, it could be fashion, it could be travel, waste, energy, or sustainable cities.
Especially a project with a presentation attached.
Oh, we were kind of just researching the air quality in each of the like four biggest cities in Ireland. So Dublin, Waterford, Cork, and Galway. We found that Cork being the best, 1 out of 10.
So we found that Ireland generates 335,000 tonnes of food waste in 2023. This equates to 162 kg of food per person and is higher than the EU average.
Well, 10 is the worst and then 1 is the best.
10 being worse.
You have to lay the groundwork one way or another. So why not jump in feet first? Markers at the ready.
Oh, we're going to start making our poster. We have a ton of ideas like reuse, refuse, and safety begets sustainability. We want to put all our ideas on a poster and make it colourful if possible.
We're going to make a poster on some solutions for fast fashion, such as repairing and sewing up old clothes and altering them, using secondhand shops and apps such as Vinted and Depop.
The solution that we've decided on is investing more in travel within Ireland, so railways and ports. That way people coming into Ireland can use that instead of all coming through airports, and it'll also reduce the amount of people going to airports and the emissions that will be left off.
Art can be a great way to kind of show stuff, because some people, you know, people with stuff like dyslexia, they struggle with reading stuff, so art can really help them visualise it and really see what's going on.
We do not have enough time to make a poster. It's kind of a work in progress.
A beautiful, beautiful man.
My name is Aoife Cannon, and I work on SEAI's education programme for schools. The Irish Sustainability Network for Schools, when it came about, we realised that this was a group of teachers running a network for other teachers. So they know exactly what teachers need and what teachers want and what's best for students and how to teach this subject. So I suppose that really was what attracted us, getting that message across about sustainable energy. What is it? How do we teach students so that they will become energy citizens?
So what we're going to do is we're going to do our little pitches to each other now. So we're going to start off in here, and then we might as well use that lovely outdoor classroom as well. So we'll head out to the outdoor classroom.
Imagine bike parks, way, way smaller than car parks, and of course less emissions because of it. If more people feel safe being outside and cycling, more people will use their bikes. Also, have you ever seen one of those garden lights that you might have in your garden? Solar powered, and they're really bright somehow. Well, what if that was every single streetlight?
When you see that, in the work of a morning, young people can come up with solutions that could fix some of the biggest problems we face. It's frustrating that often systems can't change as swiftly.
Also, have you ever thought about how much energy we could be reusing? I mean, gaming computers might get really hot. You ever think about where all that heat is going? Just out into the air. Can you think about reusing that? Or maybe the exhaust from cars?
I think there's lots of reasons why we don't change. We're often creatures of habit, or we're creatures of status quo, where we just accept that that's how things have always been done. But once you see one person making a change, you can create a bit of social contagion and a ripple effect. For example, you can see in some of the schools that even see the TY students create that social contagion, where the younger students look at what they're doing, and then they have a different status quo to aspire to or to work towards.
Hi, my name is Aoife McMahon. I'm an Irish School Sustainability Network Ambassador from 2024. I'm in sixth year in Ard School in Maritimore. I had a passion for sustainability and sustainable environmental development since I was young. To support the youth and to encourage them to create a more sustainable environment, I think it's really important that we have climate ambassadors. Things like the Irish School Sustainability Network are very important for this education. And then I think if we can bring this in to our growing up and our nurturing, then it'll make the world, when we grow up, much more sustainable and happy place.
The Ambassador Programme does a brilliant job of connecting schools, and it all started from an idea that was had by a teacher in County Waterford.
My name is Darren, and I'm a TY student in Ord School na Mara in County Waterford. In our school, our lovely teacher, Mr. Kerwin, runs a great environmental leadership development programme with a greenhouse and mentoring younger students.
I actually think our school is good. Like, we have like a compost bin, and Mr. Kerwin, our teacher, is doing like loads of things like for our school to make it like really.
And do you think if Mr. Kerwin wasn't there, do you think all that stuff would be happening?
No, definitely not. Mr. Kerwin is like the teacher who runs everything.
Schools aren't actually doing a great job of being good models for students. And that's obviously what the ISSM, what we want to try and do. And you guys, when you go back to your schools, you know, don't be afraid to challenge your kind of principles and stuff. We need climate action. It's not going away. So it's important to you know, that the champions that we mentioned earlier kind of keep that going.
So after the first day, the students went back to their schools and began to formulate plans that they could put into action. So when you met again in early March, it could be a real celebration of proper achievements in each of their schools.
Well, you started your journey back in May, so you applied for the programme back at the end of last year, and then we started in September. We had our in-person meetup in October, and we've had another five online meetings since then. You may be from different parts of the country, different ages, backgrounds, but you all have something in common. So you all believe that things can be better than they are. And most importantly, you're willing to do something about it.
Because we need milestones to show how much progress we can make. We need to know we're not alone in the work that we're doing, and that it matters. So to start the session, Cody invited someone who loves to get their hands dirty.
Our guest speaker today is Craig, so Craig Douglas, and I first came across Craig through my GAA club.
As Cody said, my name is Craig, and I grew up in the Dublin Mountains, so I was always surrounded by nature, and that became more and more a part of my life.
So my name is Craig, and online I go by Soil Boy. We're in Airfield Estate, which is a beautiful location here in Dublin, and trying to kind of inspire people to realise that their individual actions can make a huge difference.
It's been pretty amazing coming in and seeing so many young people here who have an interest in ecology, in nature, in sustainability. I know when I was in secondary school, it wasn't exactly at the forefront of my mind.
I know it's quite different now, but I graduated secondary school in 2018, and I can't remember a single word that was mentioned about the climate crisis or nature crisis. A little bit about kind of, you know, CO2 in the atmosphere, but nothing about the fact that peatlands in Ireland have come down by a massive percentage. Insect life in Ireland is down, bird life in Ireland is down, habitats are down. And it seemed when I came out of college and I started learning things myself, it was such a glaring issue that I was almost shocked that I hadn't been taught it.
I knew I wanted to do something that slightly made a difference, something that would improve the world in some way, but I didn't quite know how to direct that. So I ended up going in and studying film. I worked in that for a little bit, but found that it just wasn't really for me. I was on a walk in Marley Park one of the days, and as I was walking through, I saw that the gardeners were all collected together, having chats, maintaining the plants, and it just, as soon as I saw them, I was like, that's the kind of life I want to live. So I ended up going back into college and I studied horticulture, and I worked as a gardener for a little bit. And through that, I started to find the kind of the thing that I wanted to do.
The title of the podcast is the Feet on the Soil podcast. The tagline is that it's about the world beneath our feet and how we interact with it. So it's about more than just ecology, more than just nature itself, but everything to do with it.
As Craig said, ambassador programmes are such a great step in the right direction, which is easy to see when the students present the initiatives they've started.
Hi guys, I'm Dylan.
And Sean.
And we did our project on eco re-education. So we asked ourselves, well, we know a lot about the environment. We've spent ages researching this. We've had some great teachers who have helped us along the way. But what does the average student in our school know? What does the average, I hate to use this term, but Joe Schmo, what do they know?
In this project, we taught first years how to prepare their pleasant home.
The greatest threat to our planet is the belief that someone else will save it. That's a quote from Robert Swan. Every day in our school, over 600 students use bins. But before this project, many of those bins were contaminated recycling bins, being continuously polluted and being used incorrectly. As part of the ISSN Action Workshop, we chose waste segregation because waste is not just a school issue, it is a global one.
Our action had made three main parts. Number one, we analysed bin contamination across different year groups. Number two, with our school's EcoCode and supporting teachers, we created a student-led educational video.
I'm glad to see now that there are initiatives in schools and that the curriculum has kind of updated itself to cover some of these things, but I still don't think it's quite enough. I think that when I talk to people who maybe haven't studied in this area or maybe are just, you know, haven't taken in the gravity of the situation, it's kind of shocking how little information is disseminated down.
So the first action of which I took, I started making posters to put up around my school. Along with the posters, I made a QR code, and this is to a link tree which has a whole host of information which I found from loads of different organisations. So I sourced all the information myself.
I decided to focus on the importance of promoting biodiversity in the school environment. I just feel like when students know they have, like, they're not being, you know, judged, they're more inclined to really, you know, communicate, really get involved.
At the end of the day, sometimes what you really need is people to speak up about the issues that are affecting everybody every day. And by speaking up, you can encourage other people to do the very same as yourself.
Thanks to Cody, Christine, and all of the ISSN Climate Ambassadors for welcoming us. To find out more, simply search ISSN, and maybe you could be an ambassador next year. These were just 2 days in the ISSN's calendar, and they were amazing. Each of these ambassadors showed what an agent of change they could be.
It teaches you endurance, and it teaches you resilience, and you can't cheat code resilience, you just have to push through. And I think this is not a discouragement, it's never a discouragement. You just have to consider your own strength and just know that you are stronger than any challenges you come up against.
You can't talk to 1,000. You can't individually go up to 1,000 people and talk to them about what they've done. You can talk to 28 people. You can talk to 15. So the smaller the group, in my opinion, the more likely you're able to get something done.
The ISN is smaller, but that makes it more important for each of us interpersonally. This isn't just a competition where we put our ideas into the pool, have a look over them and just say, good job. This is where we can just look at each other and see the change rather than just looking around at all these projects and seeing a change.
Ecolution was produced by Nikki Coughlin with edit assistance from Austin Kenny. And it was presented by me, Evie Kenny.